If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 73 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and I have no player 2 tonight. So, chat, you guys get to be my player 2. Before we get this thing started, that music you just heard was from On Being Human. Check him out on YouTube and Spotify. Good dudes. Great dudes. Go check him out. That's On Being Human. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. There, you can pick from one of many, many, many books. Some I recommend: Ready Player One, Super Mario, Console Wars. That's audibletrial.com/NPC. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat. Comfortable, affordable gaming chairs. OPSeat.com. Use coupon code N64Josh to save $10. Guys, I have a Patreon. And you can get yourself an extra podcast for a dollar. You can get some free content on there as well. And there's many other tiers. You go to patreon.com/N64Josh. Go check it all out there. Lastly, I have a good buddy who is... started a project, and you can find it on Facebook, facebook.com/backedorbustedcrowdfunding. If you are thinking about kickstarting an idea, you want to make sure to go check out this page and check out my buddy Rob, who's also the director of Nintendo Quest. So that's facebook.com/backedorbustedcrowdfunding. Go check it out. Go check it out. This show comes at you live Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On twitch.tv/N64Josh. If you're here with us live, thank you so much. I'm glad you're here. Everybody's asking, where's Hate? Where's Eric? He's at training for his new job right now. So there's a chance we might see him on Thursday. We just got to see if we can get the scheduling to work out. So he's not gone. And Brian is also busy. So it's just me. I know everybody's disappointed. I'm watching the viewer count and drop. Those of you that stayed, thank you so much. Means the world to me. So what I'm going to ask myself these questions tonight, you know, since we're running solo. What have I been playing this week? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Of course we played Mario Kart. Guys, Mario Kart Monday happens. Guess what? On Mondays, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we race for about 4 hours. So come join us. It's a good time. I'm on the road to 10,000 points. I believe they're called VR points in Mario Kart. So I'm at like 8,100 right now. And last night literally was crazy. It was crazy. There was so many clips of just crazy stuff happening. Mario Kart was being Mario Kart at its finest. So it was a good time. It was a good time. And that's every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So come join us for that. That's streamed live on Twitch. Also played a little bit of Splatoon. Also played a little bit of Pokken Tournament. Also played, that might be it. Oh, some Bayonetta 2. Yeah, Bayonetta 2. Played it handheld till my hands hurt. So good times there. Good times. If you guys are in chat, I want to show you my sweet new wallet right here. Check this thing out. I came home. My wife's like, ooh, I got a surprise for you. For those of you just listening, it's a Super Mario Kart wallet. And I gotta say, I really like it. Pretty stoked about that. I did pick up Scribblenauts. I've called it Snipperclips twice now. Scribblenauts. I opened it. First of all, that's a good thing, right? That's a bonus. I opened it. I put it in my Switch, and I downloaded the update. So maybe after stream, I'll stream it for a little bit, and we can see what we think. I don't know if it's going to be as fun just to watch solo. I may have to, I want to play with my family and whatnot, see if we like it. But Scribblenauts is here. We will be giving it a try. Katie, you will get a full review, I promise. By Thursday, there will be a you should pick this up or you should not pick this up on the show. So don't you worry. And I might even let you guys know early in the Discord, which, hey, I want to invite everybody to. Go to n64josh.com/discord. It's a family friendly place where we talk video games and everybody stays civil, and it's a good time. If you're in chat there's the link right there, so go ahead and join us. We'd love to have you. We've had some interesting, like, Nintendo speculation and rumors this last week. There's been a few things as far as games coming out. I want to open up the Switch Reddit, so give me just a second here, and we're going to do that, and I'll let you know what games are coming out. Of course, Scribblenauts came out today. And there's a handful of other ones. One of them's artwork looked really, really cool. It's called Fear Effect Sedna, I believe. I may not have said that right, but I'm like, this game looks like a cel-shaded Perfect Dark in the cutscenes, but then it switched to kind of a three-quarter down shooter kind of spy game. Looked like you kind of sneak around and stuff. Didn't really look like something that I would be interested in, but man, when I saw the cutscenes and the artwork, it was like, oh, this looks really cool. If it had been like first person or something, it would have been an immediate purchase for me. An immediate purchase. So that one dropped today. Scribblenauts dropped today. A game called North came out. And then on the 8th, we've got iZombie, Bleed 2, Sterenden, Binary Stars. And then on the 9th, One-Eyed Cutka. I'm not sure how to say the last word there, but that's on the 9th. And then, of course, guys, 2 weeks. I was so excited. I thought it was this Friday, but we got Kirby, March 16th. Really looking forward to that. Really liked the demo. But I want to get into that more with Eric. So we will talk about that hopefully Thursday. Hopefully Thursday. So there's your releases so far for the week. And everyone in chat saying I shouldn't pull a Josh on it, meaning I shouldn't play it more than 15. I'll have to try and play it more than 15 minutes, you know. So we'll see. We'll see if I'm thinking Scribblenauts will get a little more time than 15, just so we can get a decent review of it. I have high hopes for that game, though. I enjoyed those games quite a bit on the DS and stuff back in the day. So hopefully this one does not disappoint. And it's coming in at $40, so it's not a bad price either. So hopefully it's gonna be good. So there's basically a lot of speculation, and there's also for this week, there's a lot of speculation. And we also got Nintendo giving us something back for our purchases, which the internet seems to really, really love from everything I've heard. And that's sarcasm. So first, let's talk about this. This comes from a guy by the name of Marcus Sellers. This is his tweet from 10:35 this morning, March 6th, 2018. There will be a Nintendo Direct this Thursday, 8th March. And the first comment was screenshots the above in case it's wrong and ends up being deleted. So I don't know. I guess this this guy's track record hasn't been the best. My initial thoughts were, because I was so excited for Kirby coming out, that Kirby was coming out Friday, and why would you put a direct out the day before you launch a game? And then I realized it's a week away. And so we kind of talked about it in the Discord a little bit. Like, what does this direct look like this time of year? I mean, we've been given information on games up until June, basically. That's, we've seen release dates for games up until June. June is when E3 hits, and we're probably going to get many, many, many games coming to the Switch. And so what does this look like? What would a Nintendo Direct look like right now? We can only speculate. And what we came up with in Discord was that it's either going to be another Nindie showcase, possibly. There's still a few that we haven't seen come out yet, but from past directs. So possibly Nindies. And the other thing that I'm kind of thinking it might be is if it does come out, if we do see a direct, that it may be a handful of third party developers that were a little late to the party. And that might end up being the case also, that we see some devs that were waiting to see if the Switch was their thing. Maybe they've been working on something for a while and they're finally ready to release before the onslaught of games that are going to be announced at E3. I don't really know. Those are the two areas that I think Nintendo would cover, is some more Nindies and then maybe some third parties that are jumping on board finally, that haven't made any games for it yet, which leads right into the other rumor that has been very strange. This has been a very strange rumor. It started off with Blizzard tweeting out a picture of a demon, or not a picture, a nightlight of a demon next to a light switch that was getting turned off, turned on, turned off, turned on. And so the internet went crazy, and Diablo's coming to the Switch, and it's amazing. And then Blizzard says, no. Blizzard says, as of now, we do not have any current plans to announce Diablo 4 Switch. That's what a spokesperson told Eurogamer.net. So they're the ones that have leaked this, you know, this supposed game coming to Switch. So the article reads, so what's going on? Well, while Blizzard makes its mind up, Eurogamer sources have told us that yes, the project is very much in production. And as you might expect, the game will be a port of Diablo 3. They go on to say that they could not confirm whether the game's Reaper of Souls or Rise of the Necromancer expansions will be included. So I don't know. I know there's a few people in the Discord, like Mr. Person from our Discord. He's been wanting Diablo on the Switch for a while. I've never played a Diablo game, so I would, you know, I'd be willing to jump in and try it. I love looters. I love being able to collect loot in games. It's fun. And from what my understanding of Diablo is, they've really nailed that formula. So I would give it a try, but who knows? So maybe this direct that's coming on Thursday, I'm doing air quotes for everybody, that maybe Diablo 3 will be one of the games in this direct, you know. And look, I mean, if we get a direct, cool. They're going to talk about Kirby again. There's no doubt in my mind. And I feel like with Kirby, they need to keep everybody's focus on this game. I was watching the last few episodes of Star Wars Rebels last night, and during the commercials, they had a commercial for Kirby, And I was like, hey, this is awesome. I'm glad to see Nintendo marketing this game. And I don't want to see this game get overshadowed. I'm afraid if Nintendo doesn't keep people focused on Kirby, you know, we got the demo, people played it. A lot of people seem to like it better than they expected. But I'm a little worried that if we start hearing about like Diablo or other games that are coming out that are good, that Kirby might get overshadowed a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I want Kirby to do well because I'm really, really liking this game. I did get to play the demo a little bit, like I said, and it's good stuff. It is good stuff. And I mean, look, getting a Blizzard game on the Switch, I'm all about it. Where's Overwatch? No, and that brings up a good point too. Like, you know, the Switch is there's a lot of games being ported to it. And I'm going to ask you guys in chat, like, how do you guys feel about ports? Because I know just reading comments in the Discord, some people are a little tired of them. And I totally get that. But one of the things when it comes to ports with the Switch is that I'm okay with it as long as we're just getting games on a regular basis. Okay. So if we're getting Wii U ports, I'm really cool with that. I'm cool with it because those games so far have not disappointed at all. Pokken's been great. Mario Kart 8 is my most played game. So of course I'm cool with some ports. Doom, for what it is, it's a fun game. It's a fast paced first person shooter on the Switch. It pulls it off. Monster Motocross, not so much. The textures were so bad that literally everybody looked like clay fighters, just kind of mashed together and standing too close to the heater. Right. So Nightcrawler says this is Nintendo's last year to do ports. Next year will make people mad. OK. Pudding says depends on what games being ported. Honestly, Wii U ports is all good because I haven't played any and there's a lot of people there. Lindsay Monster, I want more info on Project Octopath Traveler. Yes, me too. Katie Ann says I loved Oxenfree port. Killer says Nintendo fans never get third party games. I'm good with Skyrim, GTA, everything. So, Lumber says as long as it doesn't take away from new content, it's a good thing. And, Katie Ann says I've heard that they're working on GTA 5 port for the Switch. Could be. Cut Eye says Nintendo ports are good, but I think they need to stop porting old PS3 and 360 games. And OG TIE Pilot rumor is August for OC, which I'm not sure what that is. So, Iron Minotaur, I want Fallout New Vegas on the Switch. So, oh, Octopath Traveler, I bet that's what the OC is. Maybe. Octo. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. I was reading the yep. Gotcha. Yep. Totally with you. Octopath. There you go. I was like OC2. So it was the capital C that threw me off. The thing is, somebody said they didn't want to see any more PS3 or Xbox 360 ports. I don't mind seeing those because I feel like the Switch can handle them. You know, Skyrim to me on the Switch is a playable game. I know not everybody agrees with that. They'd rather play it on PC or whatever. That's fine. The reason I'm okay with PS3 and 360 games is because it seems like the Switch can handle them, right? Just like it handles the Wii U games. What makes me nervous is games like Wolfenstein. I'm worried that we're not hearing or seeing anything about that game because I mean, there's a chance they bit off more than they could chew with it. We don't, I mean, this is kind of untested waters. We've seen a few games that have worked, but not all of them are great. Wrestling, WWE, not good. not good at all on the Switch. And so as much as, and I've even said this in the past, that I love seeing the Switch titles with the big boys, right? The PS4, the Xbox One, and then seeing the Switch title with it. That's cool. I like seeing that. But I'm of the camp that I would rather see games made specifically for the Switch, games like Mario plus Rabbids, games like, you know, of course, Nintendo first party games, games like Bayonetta, that they are made for that hardware. They can get the most out of that hardware and they're not trying to fit. It's, you know, they're not trying to fit something that doesn't fit on the system. I mean, we have to be, I hear Switch owner after Switch owner say, I want every game on the Switch. It's the perfect system. I want every game. I want every game. Monster Hunter Worlds, or everybody's talking about Monster Hunter, right? And they want to see it on the Switch. And there's a company recently that said, hey, we can do it. Give us the chance to port Monster Hunter World. Monster Hunter World is a great game. From what I've played, I've really enjoyed. I don't want that game on the Switch. What I want is I want a Monster Hunter game made specifically for the Switch. And the reason I think that that will be the case is because Monster Hunter World has sold and done so well that I think they would be able to make more money by making a Switch exclusive game that people that are excited for Worlds on the other system that may own a Switch and a PS4 or a Switch and an Xbox may say, I'm picking that game up also. And then they're selling even more. And I could be wrong, but that's what I think would happen. And I would rather that than try to see them smash the beautiful game that Monster Hunter World is into the Switch and then have it dumbed down and not be as great of experience as it can be. And so I'd love to hear from you guys on this. You know, you can let me know in chat what you think, if you'd rather have games made specifically for the Switch or have ports, or, you know, if you're not in the stream right now, you're just listening to this later, jump into our Discord, hit me up on Twitter, whatever the case, like, I'd love to hear what you think about this. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment down below. So he has not found a secret word this week. you guys are so funny. So funny. The secret word. So I think for all the rumors and stuff, like, it's cool to see news outlets writing about this stuff. I'm glad that we're given stuff to talk about. If this direct doesn't come on Thursday, it's kind of a bummer, you know, like, because we're all hungry for any and all Nintendo news. Like, I want to see when we're getting a release date for Mario Tennis Aces. And I also want to know, like, what other games can we look forward to? But I mean, really, E3 is, that's really what E3 is all about. And it's just around the corner. It's only a few months away. So if we get a handful more games, even just some announcements before then, I honestly would be surprised. I mean, Nintendo's already given us way more information than any of the other companies, which is awesome. And we have a roadmap for so many games, and we've got some great games coming out. And if you didn't have a Wii U and you didn't get to play games like Donkey Kong and Hyrule Warriors, you are in for a treat. You're in for a treat. These are good games that are on the way, and hopefully Yoshi sooner than later, because everything I see about that game, I just want to play it. I really, really just want to play it. So OG TIE Pilots, do you feel too many games is too much? Like, is 50 Jolly Ranchers better than two if it gets you sick? You know, I mean, I do. It's in the back of my mind. I'm wondering about, at what point are we going to get to too many games? And I want to see the Switch. Obviously the Switch is successful. There's cool things happening. We've got crazy Nintendo doing Nintendo with things like Labo. We have an eShop that's thriving right now, week after week, with tons of games. But I know that there are probably a lot of games that just go, they get missed. And so hopefully we start seeing many sales and things like that that will help push some of these eShop titles, because I mean, look, week after week, you will consistently spend more on indies than you would a triple A title. Like, a lot of these are coming out at $20 to $25, sometimes $30, with Payday even higher than that. And so they're not easy on the wallet. I mean, these aren't just your, this isn't like an app store, like on the phone, where it's like, hey, this game's a buck, have fun with it. You know, it's these, some of these games are a little bit of an investment. Some of them are cheaper, you know, $5, $7, $8. But the, at the end of the day, there are a lot of games on the system. And so, you know, can it sustain everybody that's going to be putting their game out on it? I don't know. I hope so. You know, and I think and hope it's more of a hope than a think. I hope Nintendo really updates the eShop and makes some of these things easier to find. Maybe puts them in, you know, price categories, things like that, that are just going to be easier for people to find, know what they're going to spend, maybe your rating system, so that we can see what's good, see what's not good. And, you know, and could I say the same thing? I think they need to do a better job of creating the eShop to highlight the new games and such, instead of just pulling them on top of each other each week. And I mean, look, one of the things they do is they do showcase new games that are doing well. They'll put them on the news side of your Switch when you turn it on. But if you guys are like me, I turn my Switch on and I hit my A button as fast as I can. I don't even look at that news section. And I know I probably should, because I mean, I do things like this podcast and I need to have things to talk about. But a lot of times I'm like, oh, it's finally game time. Let's go. I just want to play. And so a lot of times I don't see it. Most of the time I hear about what's on the news section because Kirby Geek will tell me, hey, this was on the news section. Oh, awesome. Celeste made it on the news section. Great. Glad to hear it. I usually don't even pay any attention myself. So maybe that needs to be a full screen when we turn on the Switch, and that's it. You have to hit your button three times, but you see what the news is clearly. Cause I seem to just stare right at my avatar and hit the button as fast as I can. So, you know, that's me though. That's me. So let's talk about Nintendo gives back 5% for digital purchases, 1% back for physical. And you can use this right now. So let's break this down. Maybe you don't know what it is. Basically, if you have a physical game, you put it into your Switch, you hit the plus button on it, and it opens up an option menu. From there, it says redeem coins, I believe, something like that. I'm not looking at it. I'm just going off the top of my head. You have to have a My Nintendo account. You link it to your Switch, and then you would get points, right? So, you know, depending on the game, it might be 12 points, might be 10 points, whatever. I think some of them were even in the 20s for like the full $60 games. And you'd collect these points on mynintendo.com, my.nintendo.com. And then you could basically buy coupons with them to get discounts on digital games. That was kind of better than what we have now. What we have now is that if you buy digital games, you get 5% of that purchase back. Okay. If you buy physical games, you get 1% back. That means, guys, all you have to do with Nintendo, it's buy 1,000 physical games, get one free. That's it. No problem. Just buy 1,000 physical games, retail games, $60 each, $6,000 in games. You get a free game. But if you buy digital, it's only $1,200 for a free retail game. That's it. That's it. Lindsay says 100. I think you are correct. I'm oh, wait though. 166. I don't know. We'll have to check my math, guys. Let me know. But from what I was figuring out, it was $6,000. 1% of 6,000. I think that's 60. So, you know, that's not so good. Not so good. But don't worry, you can buy digital and fill up your storage space and get 5% back. So right now, if you look on the eShop, if you've redeemed any of these points, you have a balance that you can use to get a discount on a game purchase. So I have 623 points. Therefore, I have $6.23 that I can redeem. And there you go. Towards a digital purchase. I don't even really buy anything digitally. Maybe some Nindies or something. So it's there, right? And Nintendo's giving us something. We're able to use it with the Switch. That's what everybody wanted. But I don't know that people are all that excited about this. And here's what I don't really like about it. It's Nintendo's giving us something for free. That's great. That's cool. They've done that for years. In the past, what was so great about, like, you know, they had Club Nintendo and that kind of thing. Club Nintendo offered physical rewards. So as you entered each game that you bought, either digitally or the physical game, it came with a little card. You would punch in the code and then you would get points. And then you could redeem those points for, I have like a Luigi pin, or there was a Luigi statue, or there was a really cool Super Famicom controller that worked with your Wii and many, many other really cool items. When My Nintendo came out, there really hasn't been anything worth getting. And the only thing you could use your points for was buying coupons. So you get discounts on games. So, I mean, that's cool, especially if you were still buying Wii U or 3DS games digitally. There were coupons available for that, but it kind of took the fun out of everything. And then Killer says all the posters were nice as well. Yeah, I remember there being some. I don't remember exactly what they were, but now we just get this 1% or 5% back, and it feels like the program has progressively gone downhill. And I think maybe that's where people get frustrated. Like even getting like 30% off of a game, you know, for redeeming points was better than just this. In my case, it's going to be almost always 1%. So, you know, I don't, I mean, maybe I'll use it some, maybe I'll save it up to buy DLC. You know, somebody asked if I was going to open all my physical games and start collecting the gold on them. Honestly, I think some of them are going to be worth more just leaving them in the plastic rather than getting the 12 cents or whatever that I would get. Oh, I guess it's 1%, right? It's not points. It used to be like 12 points, but now it's 1%. So depending on the game, I just don't know that it's worth it. I don't know that it's worth it. So, and if you don't spend them within a year, they do expire. And I see a lot of people in chat talking about that right now. So, Katie's asking, I don't get why they wouldn't make it 5% for all. I think at the end of the day, Katie, the digital purchases mean more money in their pockets than the physical, because they're not paying a retailer a percentage for that game. They aren't having to manufacture the case and the card. So there's all these costs that are gone. So the more they can encourage people to buy digitally, it's more money in their pocket. So I think that's the thing. But you have people that, like myself, I'm always going to want that physical copy. I'm always going to want that physical copy because I want that tangible item. I want to see it on my shelf. I want to see that Nintendo game. That's just me. That's just me though. So I don't know. I mean, hopefully it's one of those things. I hate to see that people are getting frustrated and getting angry by this. Yes, it's something that is free, but we've had something that is free for a very long time and it only continues to get worse. You know, and if it was something that was awesome, that offered physical items or, you know, cool little statues and pins and posters and things like that, that would feel a little more worth it. But even just the 1% for physical purchases, it kind of just seems like what's the point? And you know, when they can even expire, you know, I mean, for some people it's going to be like, oh, I've got a couple bucks on here. So you get a small discount on a purchase. But a lot of times what we were putting in is what you could buy with those coins, even on my Nintendo, was like a 30% off coupon or a 40% off coupon, or maybe it was even a full game in some cases, maybe just an indie title. So it's just weird. It's strange. I wonder if they just killed the program, if people would be you know, happier about it. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I don't know. I'm kind of just like, you know, it is what it is. I get 1% back. Maybe it'll help pay for DLC packs. You know, I don't really know. So, yeah, interesting week so far. Just seeing the reaction online, seeing the reaction in Discord, seeing the conversations that have been brought up. So, you know, who knows? And, we'll talk about some of this more at length. Hopefully on Thursday, I'll have Eric with me. And we can get into it a little further. So I think what we're going to do, guys, this week is this episode's going to be the short one this week. And hopefully Thursday will actually be the full hour episode. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at N64Josh. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/N64Josh. I'm also on Twitch regularly. That's where this show is recorded live Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's twitch.tv/N64Josh. Come hang out. It's fun. We also got Mario Kart Mondays at 6 p.m. And we're trying to figure out where Splatoon's going to fit in on a regular basis, because there's a lot of us that are playing that lately as well. So go ahead and give me a follow there. That'd be great. I'd really, really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC. You want to get yourself a gaming chair, go to opc.com. Use coupon code N64Josh to save $10. Remember, I've got a Patreon. There's free content there. There's snippets of podcasts. There's premium content there for a dollar more. You can get yourself an extra podcast. There's many tiers available, so you can check that out. That's patreon.com/N64Josh. Remember to check out my buddy Rob and his his Facebook page, Backed or Busted Crowdfunding. If you're thinking about kickstarting something, this guy's kickstarted many, many documentaries and many other things as well. So go check that out. And yeah, I just want to say thanks for being here live. Thank you for listening week in and week out. I appreciate every one of you guys. Remember to join our Discord, n64josh.com/discord. And you will find the notes for this show at n64josh.com/npc73. And yeah, I'm trying to get articles and things up on that site as well. So just make sure to check it out. That is really the hub for everything. If you want to find any of the links I mentioned, just go to n64josh.com. It's all there. So I want to thank you guys just for all the reviews on the show. Thank you so much. We're still getting into that top 200 on iTunes. So I really do appreciate that. And we'll see you guys Thursday. Have a good one. Later.